Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
855-839-1210 is the number. But first, I want to start this hour by welcoming to the show Terry Schilling. Very, very excited for having Terry join us on the show because Terry is the president of the American Principles Project, AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. Terry's on X at Terry Schilling, Schilling1776. I like that, Terry. Good man. I like that. Schilling1776.
Thanks for having me on, Rich. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining me. So the governor's race in New Jersey. Let's talk about it. There's a lot on the line here. But first, before we get there, tell us a little bit about the organization that you are involved with.
Oh, yeah. No, look, I'm the most blessed guy ever. So essentially, the best way to explain it is we're big family, right? In Washington, D.C., every single industry, every single company, or you think of clowns have a special interest arm. It's called the Balloon Society. But in D.C. and in every state capital, it's real. But in D.C. and in every state capital, there's big pharma, big oil, big tobacco. We're a big family. So if you come for our kids and you destroy our schools or teach our kids that men can become women or put men in our daughter's sports, well, we're coming for you. And we're going to make you pay a political price at the ballot box. We're going to spend millions of dollars running campaign ads against you, making sure that every voter knows, hey, you think that kids should be able to get sex changes when we don't even let them smoke cigarettes? This is crazy. You know, so we're just very common sense, but we're there fighting every single day in D.C. and in several different state capitals to make sure that our kids are protected and that parents are empowered.
Good. Excellent. I'm glad to hear that. I like that. So then how does that apply to the New Jersey governor's race as we're looking at Jack Cittarelli pulling this one out? And I really think Jack can do this.
Well, first and foremost, you got a guy like Jack who is a fantastic leader when it comes to family issues. He's going to get the boys out of our daughter's sports. He's going to get the boys out of our daughter's locker rooms and showers. And he's actually going to empower parents to make decisions when it comes to their kids' health care and their education and a whole host of other issues. But the real reason, though, even more than that, is Mikey Sherrill is a total tyrant. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. She is a disaster when it comes to our families. She is one of the few members of Congress that voted to allow children to get taxpayer-funded sex change procedures. She votes to take away parental rights. You know, back 4 years ago in Virginia, Terry McAuliffe lost the governor's race when he said that he didn't think parents should be telling schools what to teach.
I remember that. Yep.
Well, Mikey Sherrill is even more extreme than that. She voted against the Parental Bill of Rights that just was a transparency bill. It told parents what schools were teaching. So she's so extreme that she doesn't even think that parents should know what's being taught in their kids' schools. She's an absolute nightmare. She's a woke, radical progressive, and she she supports this entire trans nonsense in schools. We cannot allow her to go to Trenton.
Yeah, and she went she doubled down on that, saying that she doesn't believe parents should have the ability to opt out of that. I mean, she doubled down on that recently, and that's become a campaign issue. In fact, we'll grab the clip for you in just a second, and we'll play it. But you know, as a parent, I think the idea that you can't opt out of something like that is ridiculous. First of all, I don't think it should be in the schools at all. The indoctrination that goes on in our schools is outrageous. I mean, Phil Murphy actually put in a climate change curriculum that our kids have to learn, which is just pure indoctrination in public schools. And look, you know, we talk all the time, Terry Schilling, about how we'd love to have school choice. And there are a lot of parents out there who'd love to send their kids to private school. They can't afford it. You're in New Jersey, you're beat to death with property taxes. So you're spending anywhere from 10 grand to maybe $25,000 a year just in property taxes. So for a lot of parents, the ability to send their kids to private school is just simply not on the table. So you got to deal with what you got. You can try and fight and get good conservatives elected to the school boards. And there's a lot of those battles going on right now. But if the state is mandating curriculum nonsense, if the state is mandating that boys have to be allowed in girls' locker rooms, if the state is mandating LGBTQ plus curriculum, there's very little they can do, even if they are the most ardent conservative members of a school board. Yeah.
No, that's exactly right. What Democrats figured out is that when they took over the public schools and they corrupted the teachers unions and the school boards against parents, they realized that they couldn't just focus on the public schools, the government run schools. They had to have these mandates apply to every school. What Democrats essentially want to do is, now that they have a monopoly on government run schools and parents don't really have any rights in those schools, now they want to start coming for the private schools and for the Christian schools. It's a total nightmare. And by the way, Rich, I forgot to say the most important part. Mikey Sherrill is so terrible when it comes to these family issues that our donors at American Principles Project have chipped in over $1 million to run campaign ads against her.
Good.
Right? So we're hitting her every single day. We're texting voters. We are running campaign ads on social media and streaming services. Our ads have already been seen well over 5 million times. So we're going to make sure that she pays a price and that every voter knows Mikey Sherrill doesn't even want you to know what your children are learning in schools. That's how much of an enemy she is to you and your family.
Here is a clip of what Mikey Sherrill said regarding that. Take a listen.
Right to opt their kids out of LGBT related content in the same way that right now they can be removed from sex ed and health curriculum classes.
Look, I believe that parents have the right to oversee their children's education. I would push an LGBTQ education into our schools. Parents have a right to opt out of a lot of things, but this is not an area where they should be opting out, because this is an area of understanding the background of people throughout our nation. And right now we see, for example, at Naval Academy, an erasure of history.
Well, that's a word salad jumbled answer, but bottom line is this. I mean, she's so bad at this. But the bottom line is, as you parse that word salad and separate all the ingredients, she's not only going to force the curriculum. I got that. She's also going to say parents cannot opt out of it.
That's right. And here's the thing. Look, we all know gay people. It's fine. They're great. They're just part of our society, like you and I.
We just don't need a curriculum about it. Nobody needs an LGBTQ curriculum in school. It's not necessary. It has nothing to do with accepting gay people or liking gay people. It's just, we don't need a curriculum on LGBTQ, period.
Exactly. Parents have enough to deal with. Kids are going through a lot in school. They don't want to deal with it. And here's the thing, Rich, it's most of the time it's the gym teacher teaching these stupid classes, right? Like when I was in high school, we had to get sex ed from the gym teacher. It was so gross. It was so boring. The kids don't want it. Let the kid. Why can't we teach math? Why can't we teach English? You know, the National Assessment for Educational Progress scores came out all across the country. Only a third of our kids can read at grade level, can do math at grade level. I mean, the real stuff that matters, reading, writing, arithmetic, all that stuff, it's going down the tubes. And meanwhile, Mikey Sherrill wants to teach LGBTQ whatever to our kids. Let's focus on the basics, and then maybe once we get that down, we can expand into these other extraneous areas.
You just brought me back, Terry Schilling, too. it was my gym teacher who was also our sex ed teacher, and it was probably the most awkward court. He didn't want to be there. I didn't want to be there. Nobody wanted to be there. And I just had major flashbacks of things I had clearly blacked out of my life. It's great to have you. President of the American Principles Project, Terry Schilling, is on X at Schilling1776. I think we all agree, just get the indoctrination out of our schools, but also more importantly, fight to protect women and women's rights. I have two little girls. So I have three kids, Terry. My son is 11 almost. So I'm just realizing now, eventually I'm going to have to start having to have talks with him. He's using deodorant now. You know, I have two daughters. I have a 9-year-old and I have a 5-year-old. I don't want them having to worry about seeing a biological male in their locker room. And when I talk to parents about this issue, they're all on the same page as this. They don't want it either. This is one of those areas where even the posh suburban moms, I think, come down on the side of people like Jack Cittarelli. They want their daughters protected. My daughter has a soccer game tonight at 7 p.m., my 9-year-old. These girls work hard. And then to get there in college and have a biological male come in and steal your trophy, like what happened to my friend Paula Scanlon, it's completely unacceptable. So we need to have a governor who's going to fight to protect women in sports.
No, that's exactly right. And I'm so glad you brought up Paula, because I've been a longtime friend of hers for well over 2 years now. And she's actually a senior fellow at APP because of what happened to her at Penn. And here's the other thing is, I'm good friends with Riley Gaines, too. But the thing is, Paula had to deal with this Leah Thomas every single day, yep, three times a day for their practices. But you're right. These girls shouldn't have to deal with it. We're the fathers. We're the dads, right? Our job is to protect our daughters and protect our sons and protect our families. And we can't allow politicians like Mikey Sherrill, who's obviously ideological, right? She's like the LGBTQ Taliban, right? She wants to enforce all this stuff on our kids and on our families. And we just got to get rid of them.
Yeah, I think well said, my friend, well said. As we're thinking about prosperity, too, and in the American Principles Project, I know that's a big part of this as well. Family, and for families being able to succeed, and for families to be able to give their kids a better life than they had as well. That can't happen if we're saddled with more taxes. I still to this day cannot believe that when she was asked the question on that debate stage, would you rule out raising the sales tax? And she said, I won't rule anything out. That has to be one of the dumbest answers in political history. Right up there with the time that Kamala Harris was asked on The View, is there anything you would change? And she was like, nothing. I got nothing, you know?
No, that's right. And here's the thing, Rich, is that our kids can't afford to buy homes now, right? You graduate college, you got a mortgage worth of student loan debt, and then you go to buy a home, and it's a 1,200 square foot house that's basically a shack for $500,000, and then you got property taxes at $10,000 a year. Mortgage rates are now at, what, 6, 7%? We've created an economy where it's impossible to even live single, a single life, let alone get married and have children and start a family. But we've got to give some relief to these people. These are working class people. They work day in and day out. They pay all that they can in taxes. And people like Mikey Sherrill, they just want to spend more because they think they know how to spend your money better than you do, and that you're not generous enough. I've worked in New Jersey for an entire summer. I have friends and family live in New Jersey. It's a great state. Working class, common sense people, right? Like, this is who Jersey is. We don't need Mikey Sherrill taking more of my family and friends' tax dollars and spending it on woke projects to redistribute the wealth. People are taxed enough already. It's obvious.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing, too, about the American family, the state of the American family right now, is that we're also dealing with a situation. I mean, as a father, I see this all the time, too. And that is safety and security. I mean, we need safe streets. We need our kids to be able to be safe. I was talking yesterday to Judge Pat Dugan, who's running for district attorney in Philadelphia against Larry Krasner, who is the poster child of George Soros prosecutors. And his grandson was playing soccer, and bullets were literally flying over their heads, and they all had a duck while they were playing soccer. Completely unacceptable. We can't have families if those families cannot be safe, and we have to worry about our kids being able to be kids like we were kids, Terry Schilling, and got to ride our bikes and stay out till it got dark, and our moms would yell out the windows for us, and we'd come home for dinner. Yep. We all want that for our kids. Black, white, brown, Latino, purple, I don't care. Everybody wants the same thing. And far too often, the Democrats side with the criminals and against the cops, and so our children suffer because of that.
No, that's exactly right. Listen, look, if they were trying to destroy the American family and ruin our children, they wouldn't be doing as good of a job, right? They are attacking us on the economy. They're attacking our souls and our kids and their minds in schools. And then even when they can't get them there, they're making it a more dangerous world. We shouldn't have to worry about bullets flying. And the thing is, we know that Mikey Sherrill is soft on crime. She thinks that if someone gets caught shooting up, kids at a playground or whatever, that at school practice, that, well, it's because society failed them and we need to make sure that they have a better economic system. No, that's garbage. You got to punish these criminals. You got to put them in jail. And we know that Jack Cittarelli is the only guy that's tough enough to do that.
Yeah, well said. What else do you think in terms of just kids being kids today and being able to live their lives and be kids and not have to worry about the future and being crushed by college debt and college loans and all these other things? I mean, I worry about that for them. You know, I worry about the fact that their life is going to be more economically expensive than mine. I worry about these things. And so what I try to do as a father is we always have Sunday dinner together. We always have a big elaborate, because I'm Italian, Terry, always have a big elaborate Italian pasta dinner. And we talk about their future. And I always tell my kids, too, I say, you know, don't feel like you have to go to college. If you want to pursue a trade, if you want to try to start a business, if you want to take some risks, go for it. Do these things. Again, you know, we're living in a culture that says to kids, you have to do these following things. And in many ways, I feel like we're robbing childhood, but we're also robbing family time from them because our kids are now so overextended trying to get into college that the family in many ways takes a backseat to that. Do you agree with that?
Oh, Rich, I completely agree with that. And look, I think you're doing it exactly right. I think the best way to save the next generation, I mean, there are laws and policies we should change, no question. But, Rich, it starts at the dinner table. It starts with a dad talking to his sons, talking to his daughters, and making sure they know that, hey, you don't got to follow the crowd. You don't got to go to college. And by the way, these kids aren't learning anything. They're not smart. My great-grandmother, you know, I'm the eldest of an eldest of an eldest, and she was the Italian in the family. And you know that the Italian culture is very strong, Rich. I grew up, I mean, my last name's Schilling. I'm mostly Irish and German. We all thought we were Italian growing up. But anyway, she always told us, you can do whatever you want, whatever you put your mind to. You don't got to go to college. She encouraged me to, but you know, I would be over the moon if my kid came to me, if my 10-year-old son Bobby came to me and said, I want to be an electrician. That's a cool job. Yeah. I want to drive a truck. That's a cool job. These are the jobs that make the world turn, and we got to respect these guys because they're what keeps the lights on, right? They are the ones that keep the world turning, and so we got to shift our focus and our attention away from college. It's way too expensive. You know, it'd be one thing if these kids were learning something and actually developing skills, but they go there, they don't learn anything, they don't study, they just party, they practice hookup culture. We got to get our kids back to the basics, and that starts with the dinner table and teaching them what's valuable. And what's valuable is your family time and spending time together and having real conversations about the problems in the world.
Terry, it's great having you on the show. I really appreciate it. Come back and see us again, okay?
Hey, anytime, Rich. Really appreciate you having me on, brother.
All right, Schilling1776, very, very, very cool Twitter handle. Make sure you follow him. Terry, have a great rest of your night. Thank you, my friend.
You too. Thank you.
And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. Veneria Dental, for 12 years in a row, Dr. Mike has been recognized by his peers as a master of complex dentistry. Schedule your free implant consultation today at 856-786-2020 or veneriadental.com. Now, let's talk about Emmons Roofing and Siding. Speaking of my kids, we are going to update their bathroom. And I'm really excited about this because Emmons does great, great work. I've used them in our last house. They remodeled the bathroom and the kitchen, did a fantastic job. And just today, I got an email from Krista who is the design engineer, I'll call her, for Emmons Roofing and Siding. And she gave us some pictures of some of her ideas for the bathroom. We gave her some ideas. We said, you know, we love nautical, not beachy, but kind of, you know, we love nautical. You know, we love blues. We love whites. We told her the colors we love. And she came up with an absolutely gorgeous design here that I'm really excited for them to implement in our house. Emmons, of course, is known for their roofing, and for great reason. They use the Made in America Owens Corning Shingle, the best in the business, absolutely, and they are platinum certified. What does that mean? That means you get a lifetime warranty on that roof. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing, and transferable to the next homeowner. Now, Emmons will give you 10% off. 10% off for each and every one of my listeners on roofing, siding, windows, Anderson windows, doors, and more. Siding absolutely improves the beauty of your home from the curb and also increases your home's energy efficiency and protection and peace of mind. All those things are incredibly valuable. Plus, Emmons serves our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. Question for you. How's that Jersey Shore house doing? If you need a new roof, well, first of all, Emmons will never tell you you do if you don't. That's not the kind of company they are. There are companies like that. They'll come out and they'll tell you, oh, yeah, you got to replace this roof. That's not what Emmons does. They'll tell you if they can just fix it. But if you do need a new roof, getting that Owens Corning shingle from the platinum certified contractor will mean everything as the winter is approaching. So reach out to them today for a free estimate. And remember, they do kitchen and bathroom remodeling as well. And we will get started on this kitchen. I'm sorry, this bathroom project very soon. Loving these pictures that Krista sent. Go to emmonsroofing.com, emmonsroofing.com. Tell them I sent you and get 10% off emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Cooking with
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gasoline here in our fourth and final hour. The president spoke earlier today, and they slapped some new sanctions on Vladimir Putin. So we will continue to cover that for you in the next days to come. But I have some other things to get to, and this is good stuff. So Secretary General of NATO Mark Rutte was there today with the president. And look, I'm really happy that these NATO countries are finally coughing up money. I am. I mean, I don't want the United States to be the world's police department. I also don't want us to be the world's bank account either. Let's cube cut number 16 before he met with President Trump today. Secretary General NATO said the following. Take a listen.
Was re-elected, NATO has been renewed, reinvigorated. We decided in The Hague under his leadership to spend 5% on defense, therefore also basically equalizing what the Europeans and Canada are spending on defense with the US. So the Europeans and the Canadians stepping up. Also when it comes to Ukraine, the president deciding to send weapons again to Ukraine, but paid for by allies. We are working very hard on that project. The first couple of billion of weapons already shipped into Ukraine from the US, paid for by allies. And of course, Europeans stepping up when it comes to security assurances for Ukraine post a long-term ceasefire or peace deal. But of course, we all pray for that to happen soon. I will see the president later today. We will discuss further how we from NATO can be helpful in delivering his vision of getting a full-scale peace in Ukraine, which of course we all pray for after his enormous success in Gaza. So.
Let's cube cut number 13. Yesterday was announced that we're looking into John Brennan. Now, John Brennan is, in my opinion, part of the unholy triad of deep state hacks who have done so much damage to the Constitution, the Fourth Amendment, the Bill of Rights. John Brennan,
I can play him.
Thank you, Matt. As the former director of the CIA, he is the worst of the worst. Brennan, Clapper, and Comey are the unholy dark triad, the three of them. Senator Rand Paul was on with Benny Johnson, and Benny Johnson, who's killing it on social media. He was supposed to be at our rally in Wildwood, but unfortunately that day, they had a threat against his life, which the FBI took somebody into custody, so Benny was not able to make it. But he did send a video endorsing Jack, helping Jack Cittarelli. I'm optimistic that Jack will be in good hands with support like that, and Jack Sobiech and so many other great people who are working hard for him, even outside of the state of New Jersey. But here's what Rand Paul said to Benny Johnson, cut 13.
All right. Someone that you're not happy to listen to when he testifies is John Brennan. I'm sure that you're very happy that the House referred CIA Director John Brennan to the DOJ for criminal prosecution over false statements about the Steele dossier, false statements to Congress. So, I mean, I think some of those false statements were to you, Senator, if I am recalling this correctly.
You know, I have a general sort of opposition to how much power we've given the intelligence agencies to spy on Americans in particular and to spy indiscriminately. I think this spying power was used on President Trump in 2016, the FISA warrants. These are Foreign Intelligence Service warrants that are basically not consistent with the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. It's a much lower standard. They say association with a foreign government. So some of the people who worked in his campaign, they alleged, were associated with a foreign government. So they just got wide and expansive powers. So I'm against the power in just in general of how much power to spy on Americans. But more specifically, the individual characters like Brennan, Clapper, Bolton, others, are examples of the people who get attracted to this kind of power, like moss to flame. They come, and the weakness of humans to submit to succumb to the allure of power is evident by people like Brennan, people like Clapper, who do lie, who do spy on Americans, who do take that power and abuse it. And really, one of the most egregious things is that they're still allowed to be talking heads on television. So both Clapper, Brennan, and a whole host of others signed a statement saying that the laptop, that Hunter Biden's laptop, was basically a Russian hoax. And yet they still are allowed in polite society. People think they should have access to our nation's secrets. The Democrats would bring them back into power if they were to win the White House again. That is particularly galling. So I think Brennan's getting his just desserts. I spoke for 13 hours. My first filibuster in the Senate in 2013 was against John Brennan. So I have no love lost for the guy.
Nope, no love lost for him, in my opinion. I think he's absolutely one of the worst. Mikey, Sherrill is speaking to Hispanic voters in her final weeks, and she has put out an ad in Spanish. She's losing ground with Latino voters, losing ground with Black voters. Jack Cittarelli has delivered his final TV ad of the campaign. We played it earlier in the show for you, but I want to play it one more time in case you're just joining us here in our fourth and final hour. And also, by the way, remind you, we're going to be live in Cape May next Friday. So a week from Friday, it's our Halloween spectacular. Now, listen, I'm giving up trick-or-treating with the kids to be there with you. So you better come out and join me, all right? You better be there for that. Wear a costume. Hang out. My kids will be fine. They'll be with their friends. They don't want to be with me anyway. But I mean, we did that a lot for the Halloween years. But now they're at the point where they want to be with their friends. And that's totally fine. But I'm excited to be with you at the Grand Hotel. And here's the best part. 50% off rooms for October 31st and November 1st. No minimum stay required. So come out and join us next Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. for our Halloween spectacular at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And it will be the weekend before the election. This coming Saturday, I'm going to be down in Gloucester County working really, really hard to get out the vote. I will be missing a soccer game to do that. But again, my children's future is on the line here. So I'm trying to do everything I possibly can to be there and help out. So even though I have to be in a position where I'm going to miss my daughter's soccer game, I hope that she'll have a better state and a better country because of the hard work that I'm doing to try to get Jack elected. So if you want to join us for that, it's October 25th. We're going to be doing a rally in Williamstown, New Jersey. What you want to do is go to the Gloucester County GOP webpage, and you can come. You don't have to sign up or anything, but we're going to be there to support Jack and all the candidates. Matt Rooney's going to be there, our buddy from SaveJersey.com. It's at the Pfeiffer Community Center on Bluebell Road in Williamstown, New Jersey, from 9 to 11 a.m. Free event. Food and drinks will be provided. I don't know if there'll be adult beverages or not, but they will be provided. I'll have to ask my buddy Steve Pacroduni about that. And Chairman Adam Wingate. It's going to be a great day to support the Republicans. And I was talking to somebody who's actually a North Jersey guy who's an analyst. He said, turning out the vote in Gloucester County is actually really critical in this election because we have to make sure those Republicans turn out. That's the county that helped deliver years ago our buddy Ed the Trucker Durr into the state Senate. So Republican turnout matters in a big way. That's coming up this Saturday, October 25th, 9 to 11 a.m. Free event, Pfeiffer Community Center in Williamstown. Here's Jack's closing TV ad, cut 22.
I'm Jack Cittarelli. New Jersey's been home to my family for more than 100 years. I love this state, but we need change. Housing, taxes, and electricity bills are crushing the middle class. And while you were paying more for everything, Mikey Sherrill was tripling her net worth in Congress. We need someone who's honest, with a real plan, someone who gets it. As governor, I'll fight every day for people who work hard and play by the rules, because that's what you deserve. Together, I know we can fix New Jersey. It's time.
We can do it. Jack's right. We can do it. And it's just going to require you coming out to vote and doing that. And that is key right there. Okay, listen, with the holidays coming, you got to think about this. Why throw the same old party for family and friends when you can do something unique and fun, totally out of the box? I'm talking about booking a private party for Bob's Little Sports Shop in Glassboro. Speaking of Gloucester County. Whether it's a family gathering or just your crew looking to celebrate in style, Bob's Little Sports Shop offers a one-of-a-kind experience everyone will be talking about. Bob's offers private range access and group packages that fit your budget. No experience? No problem. Don't worry if your crew are not experienced shooters. Bob's has instructors that are NRA and range safety certified. They can help all your guests have a great gathering. Dates are filling fast for this holiday season, so lock in your date now. Call my friends at Bob's Little Sports Shop. Listen, they are the absolute best. Best selection of firearms. Great people. The best NRA range safety certified officers. They're going to help you find the perfect firearm, learn how to use it properly, so you can protect yourself and your family. And with the holidays coming, think about doing something totally different. Also, hunting season's coming. Bob's can help make sure that you are ready to go with all of the latest gear, so you're ready to go. Just go to bobslittlesportshop.com. No alcohol or drugs permitted on premises. But here's the best part. You don't need a firearms ID card or prior experience. In fact, Bob's prides themselves on helping you become a gun owner in the first place and a responsible gun owner at that. The selection, the people, it's all there. 60 years, family owned in business. So think about the holidays coming up. Think about maybe bringing everybody together to do something totally unique. I mean, how many times can you do the same old, right? This would be an unforgettable holiday party. 316 Delcy Drive in Glassboro. Just go to bobslittlesportshop.com to get all the details. Don't forget, ladies only shooting event coming up on October 25th. That's right. October 25th, ladies only with ladies instructors at Bob's Little Sports Shop. So if you are a lady and you want to learn how to shoot, or you know how to shoot and you just want to have some fun with your lady friends, go to bobslittlesportshop.com today and sign up. bobslittlesportshop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ask you how the polling is going on the YouTube chat right now.
Well, last I checked, country music was dominating, and I'll refresh it, and it's still dominating. Which I figured it would win. I thought that was the better of the two, but it's pretty one-sided. 86% in favor of the country version.
Wow. Outstanding. Look
both
at that.
Both good, though.
Should we play the country version one more time, just in case people are just joining us? I think we should, too,
oh,
right?
Yes. Yeah, here it is.
It was early in the morning. Bright TV lights were on. Rich was feeling great, like the king of the dawn. Carly walked up smiling, gave a hug so sweet. Fox and Friends magic, you know it can't be beat. But then Brett came strolling down that long hallway. Rich stood there smiling, hoping maybe today. But no warm embrace, no squeeze, no hug. Just a nod, just a wave, and someone pulled the rug. Carly's hug lingered, made Rich glow and gleam. Nothing less. Now some say newsmen don't hug, they just shake. But Rich felt a heartbreak no camera could fake. He didn't want much, and it made him shrug. When Rich didn't get a good old-fashioned bear hug, he laughed it off live, kept the show rolling tight. But down inside, it just didn't feel right. He'll remember that morning. You can place a sure bet. Carly's hug was gold, but it ain't Brett. But then Brett came strolling down that long hallway. Rich stood there smiling, hoping maybe today. But no warm embrace, no squeeze, no hug. Just a nod, just a wave. Someone pulled the rug.
Literally, just hey. Well done, Newman Price. Man is a musical genius. He really is. Good for him. That was great. I love it all. And very true. The hug from Carly, and yet I seem to be more fixated on not getting more from Brett Baer. That's he's not wrong.
I still think you should have initiated the hug. Maybe he was waiting for you.
He was sitting down. I think it would have been even more awkward if I reached across the table in the green room as Brett Baer is sitting down and went in for a bear hug while he's sitting down writing.
That would have been bad.
I mean, it's bad enough I disturbed the man by shaking his hand. I think a hug would have really, really set me back in the world of Fox News, you know. So, I mean, I haven't been on there in 24 hours, you know what I mean? So it's possible I may be dead to them already. It's certainly possible. That's a joke, in case you're listening at Barrett Media. It's just a joke. Don't write another story about how I'm not on Fox News. I was just on there yesterday. I'm going to be back on next week. I'm just kidding. Some good news in New Jersey. A Democrat in Alpine, New Jersey, one of the most expensive towns in the entire state, has switched to the Republican Party and endorsed Jack Cittarelli for governor, saying the Democrat Party has moved too far to the left. A councilman in a small Bergen County town with a whole lot of cash has switched to the Republican Party and endorsed GOP gubernatorial candidate Jack Cittarelli. Alpine Councilman David Kupferschmid, now the council's sole Republican, said the Democrat Party is unrecognizable and critiqued New York City Democratic Mayor Zoran Mandami. The Democrat Party does not represent us anymore, he said. With my switch, I will now be the first Republican in the council in more than 20 years. I hope that this is the beginning of a resurgence for the Republican Party in Alpine, where alternate voices are much needed on the governing body. He first won election to the council in 2023 and is up for re-election next year. Jack won Alpine by 18 percentage points in 2021. President Trump won by almost 13 percentage points last fall. Despite recent Republican victories, the borough council continues to be dominated by Democrats. A Republican has not won election to a council in at least 20 years. Alpine is a very rich town. There's a lot of New York Giants and Jet players who live there. Probably not the Jets. They probably can't afford to live there, but at least some Giants live there. And it's got a, it's like I said, it's a very affluent town, but you also have with that, you have the Karens. You know, we affluent towns, you get Karens, and that's part of the problem there. It's got 1,700 residents, and what the councilman said when he switched parties was, while Cheryl refuses to denounce the far-left radicals in her party, Jack Cittarelli has been appealing to all sides with a common-sense message that includes putting the brakes on overdevelopment and cleaning up crime, both of which are critical issues for Alpine. The mayor of the Bergen County town of Garfield also switched to the Republican Party to endorse Cittarelli, and that's great news as well. So all these things matter in a very, very close election. Have a great rest of your night tonight. Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. See you tomorrow.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.